single blow.
He may be an old recluse to everyone else. It's not to me.
The people with the answers are dead.
Find out what happened to them.
Behind the truth.
The killer has shown his hand.
Lies. Hinterland.
This is about history.
Continues tonight at 9 on BBC One Wales and on HD.
Hello, it's Sean with you here on BBC Radio Wales. And I've... Well, we haven't stopped talking during feeder playing there. Anyway, Nadia Rose, relationship specialist, is here. We have given our listeners tips on maybe how to go for it if this is the last chance saloon to save your relationship. You've given us tips and great advice. Thank you so much.
Can I just say one more thing for that, Elaine?
Yes.
Have at least 2 hours a week where you have fun with this person. Do something really simple. Watch
That's
a movie
problem.
With them. Go yeah. for a walk. Buy a bag of chips on the way home. It doesn't have to cost much. And make a pact that you will not talk about issues in that 2 hours. Mm. Get to be comfortable for at least 2 hours with that person again.
Yeah.
Because if you've had a difficult Christmas, you know, things are a bit raw. You want to learn how to be in their company comfortably yeah. again.
Yes, exactly.
And fun is important.
Remember
fun.
How you felt
yes,
when you decided,
when you,
right, I want to have a long relationship or even marry this gentleman or lady.
Or same-sex relationships.
Yes. Listen, a question for Nadia. Somebody has contacted the show and says, not everyone can afford counselling. Is it okay,
right.
is it wise to talk about the issue of separation with a trusted friend? Because that's what we are going to discuss now. Does it depend on the actual friend, doesn't it?
It really depends on the friend, because I think trusted friends can be very useful at different stages. You may have a friend who will commiserate with you and get down and dirty with you and have a go at your ex and agree with everything you say. And that friend is good in terms of empathy. But if we are looking at constructive discussions about the relationship and the future of it, or how to split the relationship in a successful way, then what we need is impartial, non-judgmental, informed support. And it's rare that our dear friends can do that. They have a place. They're there to support us and help us lick our wounds and listen to us offload. But in terms of how to be constructive about this and fair to our possibly ex-partner if we're going to split, or fair to our husband or wife if we're having difficulties, you need somebody who's going to think about the marriage as opposed to just you.
Because maybe your friend actually adores your partner and maybe that's not fair on you then. Right
yes.
then. Okay, hopefully that's helped in some
yes.
way. Right then, let's discuss separation. Gosh, is it possible for some people to have a good breakup or separation from a partner? Because new research from the charity Relate reveals that 6 in 10 of separated parents surveyed do not believe in the idea of a good separation. And 52% also admitted their breakup had a negative impact on their children. This is a tough one, isn't it?
It's tough. And more people experience difficult relationships, difficulties in relationships coming to a close. But when I said to you I do that course in bringing a relationship to a close amicably,
yeah.
what I have noticed is from time to time, and I will be honest with you, it is rare, a couple will come to me and say, we've looked on your website, we'd like to end our relationship and we want to do it respectfully for our children. And the beauty of this is that not only does it help them to be effective parents for their children without being partners anymore, the resentment that is dissolved in the counselling and coaching room is fantastic. And the reduction in baggage yeah. that couple leaves in the counselling room, it is so constructive, because what many people don't realise, Ilary, is how you finish one relationship has a huge impact on what happens in future relationships. Because really, it's how do we address a problem?
Yeah.
How do we deal with difficulties?
So come on, tell us. Give me a couple of tips now then.
Okay, so it's a practical and it's an emotional process, and whether you believe in a good separation or not, you need to embrace the concept of damage limitation. You have to, particularly if there are children involved. This is so important. And I'd like to take it from three perspectives. The person who wants to leave, the partner whose person is leaving and the children. So you can ask me questions about those three areas if you wish, Ellery, as we go on. But the first thing I'd like to say, the person who wants to leave needs to be sure that they want to leave. So if you are 70% I want to leave, maybe you need to access impartial professional support, as we mentioned, to get some clarity on that. Once you know that you want to leave, what I teach people to do is to do this in a respectful manner and to take responsibility for it. So how does a person do that? Because it takes courage. What you need to do is to say, literally, I take responsibility for wanting this relationship to end by telling you now. I'm telling you that I would like this relationship to end, and it's a difficult thing to do, but the ramifications of it are really positive for your future relationships because you're ending this relationship with clarity. You don't have to give all the reasons why you think it's a good idea, but you do have to be respectful. If there's violence or abuse in the relationship, safety has to come first. There are agencies that procure and help people to plan a safe departure with their children. So that's very important too.
So, okay, they've decided that they want to end the relationship.
Yes.
They've told their partner that they want to end it.
Yes.
In a positive way, so there's no impact on their children.
Yes.
What's the next step then?
The next step for the people who want to end the relationship is, if they have children, they will need to create security for the children. This is the number one thing that children want. And you know, Ellery, it is more important than the fact that mum and dad are deciding to separate. It's more important that security is put in place. And that can happen in three simple ways. If a couple can speak to their children together, that adds security.
Right, if they're old enough, yes.
Yes, that adds security. If they're young children, you need to speak to them in language that they understand,
yeah.
Like, mummy's going to pick you up from school, but daddy won't be putting you to bed on a Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. He'll be reading you a story on the weekend. Speak to them in language that they understand. Don't give them extra details that they don't need. This is even teenagers. For example, if one of the spouses has met somebody else, children don't need to know that in the beginning. And also, you know, I've learned a lot from textbooks and the degrees and things that I've done, but my experience has shown me that children need to hear repeatedly that they are loved, that it is not their fault, and that it's okay to not feel okay about the fact that mum and dad aren't together anymore. And as parents, we need to make it okay for the children to feel excited about going to see mum or dad. That's a really, even if you're really annoyed with them, you make it okay for the sake of the children. And this can, in the future, turn out to be a wonderful learning tool for children, because if it's managed successfully and it's planned, they learn how to deal with the inevitable changes that come to all of us in life in a successful manner. So it can add, it can give them a backbone.
Okay. So it doesn't need to be a negative.
It doesn't need to be a disaster if it's planned, if it's organised, and if people are civil.
Okay. I got one last question from Michelle. Hiya, Ellery. Interesting programme with Nadia. Can you please ask her what time scale you would set to conquer your goals? We were talking about this timetable. If you are going to pursue reconciliation, or not reconciliation, but make...
But reigniting the relationship, restart, a time scale for that. That's a really good question. For example, if you wanted to do the dinners together and share that responsibility, you would give it 30 days. 30 days is a great time scale. Get some success in the 30 days, feel more comfortable about the relationship, and then go on to the next goal.
And briefly, just one goal in 30 days?
Yes.
All right.
Oh yes, you only need to do one thing. Because once you nail one thing, it has positive ramifications in all others that you don't even plan for.
Okay, listen, it's 3 minutes to three. Unfortunately, we've got to end it there. But Nadia Rose, thank you so much for popping in today. And I'm sure you've been a great help to everybody. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sue Charles, weather forecast. How's it looking out there?
A mixed today. Sunshine and showers, but